This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm going to give one away in 5 days. And you can get entered into that by going to YouTube, looking for Lock and Load Radio 1, looking for a video saying I'm giving away my Boyd's gun stock, and then giving me a like, maybe subscribe, but you got to enter by talking to me in the comments. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Red flag laws are deadly because we've already had one American gun owner killed by them. And politicians are working tirelessly, both sides, to get red flag laws passed at state and local level. And they've been successful in states where voters have been foolish enough to elect them. And it's not over. More are likely on the way. With these laws, politicians are converting American gun owners into second-class citizens who do not enjoy liberties. They don't have the same rights afforded other citizens. Now, I know that for a lot of people, the whole constitutional thing is sort of quaint. It's a different time, Bill. Let it go. Where these laws are passed, the constitutional tenet of due process, which is a sacred right of every one of you out there, is suddenly withheld from citizens who choose to own guns. Now, this doesn't happen if you, if you own a car and you drive a car and you own beer. It doesn't happen if you are a person who actually has a mental health issue and you have a club, a knife, or any of this other stuff. They may take you in because there's law covering that too. But where red flag laws are in force, an innocent American citizen can be severely punished based on an arbitrary, unsubstantiated, anonymous whim. There's no investigation. There's no arrest. There's no criminal accusation. There's no conviction. So, absent any opportunity to state his case, nor refute testimony against him, absent any professional mental health evaluation, absent any species of due process, without any knowledge or warning that his legally owned guns are about to be forcibly confiscated, maybe forever. When uncorroborated accusations against you prove baseless and wrong, even deliberately dishonest, under red flag laws, your false accuser suffers no penalty. And using the same phony rationale, I wonder how long it will be before politicians in like manner demand the power to arbitrarily confiscate your car, your dog, your golf clubs, your knives, your computer, and anything else you legally own that you could use as a weapon. Opportunities for abuse of red flag laws, which of any law I've ever seen before, most laws as they're written, they have to be modified. These, they come ready to be prostituted. And that's painfully obvious. And if we had a competent and righteous Supreme Court, maybe we'll get to see these soon declared unconstitutional, but it's going to take years. And I don't have any interest, really, in being the test case. So between now and then, here is some advice. Stop telling people that you're a gun owner. Stop telling people you have a concealed carry permit. That needs to be a secret. Most relatives, coworkers, neighbors, even friends don't need to know. Don't talk about specific guns. Definitely don't talk about anything that could be considered military. Maintain a low profile and find other things to talk about. Guns you own need to be adequately secured and always out of sight. Ammunition boxes, loose rounds of ammunition, gun magazines and other literature, holsters, rifle magazines, accessories, all need to be kept continuously out of sight. Casual visitors to your home, office, or car should never get to see any of that. Most of these things I'm telling you, I can't possibly. Get rid of any gun company, ammunition company, pro-gun organization, decals, patches, logo clothing, hats, bumpers, stickers, whatever. Watch your language and your general demeanor in public and in private. Don't say things that are likely to be interpreted as threats. Don't make threatening comments, even when directed at a third party who is not present. Don't become involved in family or neighborhood spats, particularly those involving marriage issues, child custody, etc. Be very good at minding your own business. Don't invite people you don't know into your home, including police officers, unless they have a warrant. With your door remaining closed and locked, you can talk with unknown, uninvited visitors through a microphone. Keep the subject of guns and gun issues out of the casual conversation. Talk about guns only with people you know well. Gun organization literature, flyers, etc. need to be shredded immediately after you finish reading them. Tear off address labels on gun magazines and shred them too. You don't want your residence address associated / connected with guns or gun organizations. When you carry concealed, assure guns, magazine carries, etc. remain discreetly out of sight. Open carry, even where technically legal, has become a really bad idea in this particular, except maybe perhaps in really remote locations. Try not to make any enemies. Be a polite, civil, pleasant, courteous person. Don't inject yourself into other people's business. At this moment, and I say this as I live in the state where Lindsey Graham is the senior senator, and he's the one pushing for all these states to get red flag orders right now. So I don't, this is a politician thing. This is where they're out there thinking, well, we might save a life like this. Well, no, you're not. No. So we need to approach this as we have no friends in high places. Now, the Democrats, particularly those aspiring to be president, well, they would like nothing better to make examples of some of us wielding the illegitimate power of their new red flag law. If you live in a state where this is a thing, where these are, if you're a gun owner and you don't know whether your state has one of these laws or not, what do I say to you? How do I put it to you? I mean, you missed the fight, and now if one of these knock on the door at midnight sessions happens at your house, you're going to become that guy, and that means you're going to have to let that happen and then be in the system, they would say. So, for the moment, the fight goes underground. But fear not. There's always a solution. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here we go!
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm giving one away. I'm giving an at-one stock. The stock I'm giving away is for the Ruger gun sight scout rifle. And it is an at-one. It is a zombie green at-one stock. Pristine, never seen the outdoors. Not outside of the box, anyway. So if you want to get in on that, it's open for the next 5 days. So that means it closes on Wednesday. If you're into that, if you want to get a chance at this, then you need to go to YouTube. Look for Lock and Load Radio 1, which is my channel, and look for I'm Giving Away My Boyd's Gun Stock. I'm waiting to post another video before this is over with, so go check that out, and check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of the things about trying to figure out how far they're willing to go, and it's all going to be legislative, don't kid yourself. They would love to figure out a way to just kill us. I'm almost convinced of that. But because they don't seem to care if we die. So, looking at what they do is always very informative for me. Now, with children... Right? With children, there's an unwritten rule that everybody wants to go against. Even in some cases, this even applied against Dana Lash with David Hogg. So there's one social rule for the wokesters and everybody else. Hands off when it comes to kids. Don't touch, get away, pick on someone your own size, or pay the price. Now the leftists, they understood those rules. They were very protective of the Obama daughters, even though one of them partied and smoked pot for the cameras. And in the flood of outrage that followed the ill-advised tweet from Laura Ingraham against David Hogg, teenagers are off limits. That's the rule. And since it's a reasonable one, with a lot of conservatives generally agreeing, although I do think that in the case of David Hogg, when you turn 18 and you're being an activist, well, you're an activist, pal. You're not a kid no more. Well, up to this point, right, there's been hell to pay for those who break that rule. And now we have somebody named Brian Sims. He's a state house representative of Pennsylvania who thinks the social rule doesn't apply to him. So unlike other people, he's targeted skinny teenage girls as fair game if they don't share his political views. In a video, he offered $100 to anyone who could dox them for him, putting their names and addresses and social security numbers, medical record information, phone numbers, email addresses, or whatever out there on the internet permanently. That's something that normally an anonymous, sleazy internet troll would do. Not someone elected to represent all the people in his district. But Sims not only decided to target the teenagers, but he did it with his face smooshed to the camera. And apparently it's not the first time he's waged dox warfare on dissidents either. But in offering money to someone to dox the teens, Sims in effect dragged a $100 bill in front of leftists to find out who these three skinny teenage girls protesting at a Pennsylvania Planned Parenthood clinic were. And I use the term clinic loosely. Because he wanted this to better to name and shame them, to expose them to harassment, and perverts looking for children's addresses and phone numbers to put them on college admission blacklists, the better to ensure that they never dare to try to express their First Amendment right to peaceful protest again. That would fix them. See, David Hogg, you know, he was protesting and he was against guns, which is, that's approved. And that's how he got into Harvard, not because he knows anything about getting into college. His SAT scores were way too low. Better still, Simmons' act was designed to ensure that others in the wake of this incident didn't try either. If you kill the chicken, you're scaring the monkey, as the old Chinese saying goes. The kids in the video were hardly monsters. They were quietly praying for babies at the clinic and not blocking anyone from entering. They were not only utterly unaggressive and timid, they're actually very clearly kids. And yet these are the ones that Representative Sims targeted, telling his fellow leftists in his call to Dox message that he was there to defend women. He's defending women by doxing girls. He was obviously bullying girls, which is some logic for defending women. And according to reports, he was actually out there yelling the most. And after a public outcry, which had to have been strong because even Planned Parenthood disavowed Representative Sims, Sims then came up with a malevolent new video statement pretending in a few words at the end that he was sort of apologizing and would do better. And it was all garbage, because the majority of the video was prefaced by a long string of amazingly fanciful smears against pro-life protesters, unsubstantiated both in his recounting and in his earlier video. So he was so distressed by these brutal thuggy protesters blocking women's access to the abortion clinic that he couldn't help himself, and his calls to Dox teens just kind of flew out of his mouth. He wanted you to think this. You're supposed to understand his disgustingness, given all the dreadful things he claims to have witnessed from pro-life groups in the past, which is rubbish. Pro-lifers ever tried to block abortion clinics or harass women getting abortions, they're hauled off in the paddy wagons, headed to the county jail. Turning himself into an infant as a good boy, as sort of an afterthought, he then promises to do better. And the fact that he needed to add that, yes, he was a Planned Parenthood clinic patient escort, but this time just acting as a concerned citizen neighbor, tells us he was probably hearing from Planned Parenthood, and the organization didn't want his act associated with it. And they probably had good legal reasons, too. He did something very endangering to children in the organization's name, and he's quite possibly going to get sued. And I hope so. I hope he gets sued. I hope they take every dime he's got. Because anybody that would go after children this way to try to ruin their lives, I mean, that's pure evil. You can't get any more evil than that. And, there is no doing better, pal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue tells Fox News that China backed out of a trade deal with the United States.
China was coming to the table with multiples of purchases there and frankly had agreed to and then backtracked on those. So I think we'll regain this market once we get a trade deal that's fair and free, just like President Trump has promised.
President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated, well, that financial connection? The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China is not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm giving one away. I am giving one away in 5 days. Well, 6 days. 6 days, it'll be on its way. And between now and then, if you are interested in getting in that, you can do it very easily. Go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1. Look for the video, I'm giving away my boy's gun stock. Send me a comment, give me a like, subscribe, and you're in. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, this latest Avengers movie, which everybody seems like they want to go see it. I don't go to the movies. I wait till I've got a 65-inch TV now. It's big enough, so when it finally comes out, I just get it and watch it that way. Endgame is a conservative movie, just like Star Wars and Star Trek. Maybe not Star Trek. And, you know, those doughboy fanboys who go on to point out how the cinematic universe embraces collectivism, the characters all conform, have no money, and don't believe in God. So I guess Star Trek is a millennial movie series. maybe not, though. Captain Kirk used to get the babes, and the millennials are barren right now. So maybe not. I don't know. But it's not like Avengers is blatant about its politics, as if the characters choose up sides in some sort of civil war. Now, actually, they did do that a few movies ago, didn't they? I'm not really an expert because, you know, I don't go to the movies, like I said. And, you know, how many Marvel movies has there been now? Like 200? I don't know. Anyway. What I mean is there's no partisan politics. None of the Avengers talk about digging Hillary, who would actually be a particularly incompetent supervillain. And none say MAGA, baby. Outright. But you can pretty much tell, right? Tony Stark. Trump guy. Captain America. That insufferable little priss. Definitely Beto. Defiantly Beto. The hot girl with the Glocks. She'd pretend to be all leftist, but she would be one of those leftist chicks who seeks out the Trump men. Hawkeye? Trump. Thor? Trump. The Hulk? Mayor Pete. At least in human form. But as the Hulk, definitely Trump. Most of the stars and starlets involved don't see this in their characters. The generic guy who is Captain America is a goofy leftist in real life, and the guy who plays the Hulk is one too. And the guy who plays Captain Marvel is super tiresome, always, you know, nattering on about patriarchy and privilege, and how it's racist that no one can tell the difference between her and that blonde in the Hunger Games. Her Sandra Fluke vibe comes through in the movie, and every time she shows up on screen, you expect her to announce her pronouns. But otherwise, it was played pretty straight with a few minor nods to political correctness. And at one point, some unnamed extra talks about his recent date and then, get ready for your minds to be blown, you squares. That date turns out to be another guy. But Captain America nods along unfazed because, unlike us squares, he's cool with man at discretion group number 3's life choices. In fact, when Mike Pence, also known as Dr. Cisgender, sends his robot Jesus army to gather up gay people and drag them to his conversion camp in a hollowed-out volcano, Captain America will be right there to fight the homophobic power. The conservatism we're talking about in The Avengers, in Star Wars, and at least the original Star Trek, is a larger kind of conservatism. It's one that recognizes that there is good and evil, and that good is on the side of exceptional individuals rather than a faceless mass of a collectivist drones, like the Stormtroopers, or all those interchangeable creatures the Avengers smashed to bits. Government power is to be suspected and questioned, and there's often a conspiracy of bad guys embedded in the bureaucracy. The only difference between Hydra and our deep state is that looming doofus, you know, you got a looming doofus like James Comey, who tweets pics of himself standing in cornfields, which, you know, that doesn't seem very fearful for me. I don't get a lot of fear out of these. So in these series, as in real life, evil is personified in dictators like the cackling Star Wars Emperor or Endgame's Thanos. Conservatives despise dictators and their henchmen while the leftists swoon over them. But, my Putin. Wearing their little shade t-shirts. Thanos, who looks like a buff Barney, is a particularly interesting case because he's an ideological fanatic. He wants to snuff out trillions of beings for his crackpot ideals. That's all leftists is hell. He's sort of a one-man space Khmer Rouge, forcing the universe to take a great leap forward. Sound familiar? It makes you wonder what sacrifices the adherents to the climate cult would demand to appease Gaia, the global warming goddess. First it's your cheeseburgers, then it's your Ford Expedition. What comes next? All right. Thanos thinks he's doing good. The Empire thinks it's doing good. The Borg Collective thinks it is doing good. Socialists think they're doing good, too. At least the dumb ones for whom it's not just a power grab. Utopian fanaticism is a slippery leftist slope that always ends in blood, a lesson these movies teach whether they intend to or not. There is some collectivist nonsense in this series. For example, in Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, Spock dies to save the U.S. Enterprise. That's fine. This demonstrates that the acts of individuals rather than of the collective make history. But he's dying, he says the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Or the one. Hold on now. As a moral principle, recognizing the good and sacrificing to protect others is good. But as a guideline for ordering a society, it is utilitarian nonsense for the credulous sophomores flirting with Marxism. The rights of the one must always outweigh the needs of the many. Otherwise, they're not rights. And Spock should have known that. Politics aside, apparently Avengers Endgame is a fine movie, a true Hollywood summer blockbuster that showcases the movie industry at its best. 3 hours long. Haven't seen it yet. It is resonating with the young audience, and the message of loyalty and duty and the need to combat evil at whatever cost, that's a welcome one, isn't it? And hopefully the audience will understand that the real evil in our world is not personified by the orange bad man, as some of the mouthier stars think. But it's in that recurring political herpes virus that is that Marxist ideology. Conservatism means you understand the difference between right and wrong. There is no parameter that says, well, it's a living this or it's a breathing that. So that makes this okay. But in this case, that makes it okay. The means justify the ends. It's either right or it's either wrong. And unwittingly, some of these young leftist actors that are out there trying to be this and trying to be that, they just play along with that. They just play that role. And I don't know. Sort of entertaining. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Hate speech. Now, okay, so here's another thing that they're trying to regulate. Hate speech. Recently, we've been seeing social media platforms, very hypocritical social media platforms, crack down on hate speech, which actually means speech we don't like them, you know. And it reminds me of a confrontation recorded in the Gospels between Jesus Christ and the Pharisees. Christ directed attention to the long-standing pharisaical pretension to be just and holy men, although he, in his omniscience, saw them privately indulging in the very vices they publicly condemned. Coming from Matt 11:23-27, blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you make clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but within you are full of rapine and uncleanliness. So you also outwardly indeed appear to men just, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Now, virtue-signaling leftists would have you believe they are the most conscientious of people, perfectly positioned to lecture the public on matters of morality. But in truth, they defend and promote so many abominable injustices that it's impossible to ignore their rank hypocrisy. So, these most recent attempts of the left to play the part of public virtue police
recalls an almost infinite treasure of liberal hypocrisy. Like demanding that private businesses like Christian bakeries be forced to violate their own convictions of conscience by baking homosexual wedding cakes. Though not critiquing Islamic or homosexual bakeries for similar practices, while defending other private businesses like Facebook, censoring or deplatforming whomever they wish. What's the difference between those two? Well, here at Facebook, we don't like gun people, so we're kicking you all out. Hi there, at Bill's Bakery, we don't like gay people, so we won't make you a cake. Somebody explain the difference to that to me. What's the difference? Or insisting that the government be allowed to regulate the most nitpicking minutiae of private life down to how many ounces of soda you can drink, while equally insisting the same government should never interfere in private decisions about your body, like, say, a woman extinguishing the life of her offspring in utero. Or lambasting the violence of hate speech while assaulting restaurant patrons for wearing a MAGA hat. Or demanding that American taxpayers freely allow aliens to illegally cross into their communities and blasting those who disagree as racist while themselves choosing to live in predominantly white, low-immigrant areas, building expansive walls around their own homes, and steadfastly refusing to open their own properties to immigrants when asked. Or pretending to be great lovers of science as if it seems to support the leftist dogma like climate change, while completely ignoring or denying what science has to say about the innate biological difference between the sexes or about the beginnings of life in the womb. Or confidently asserting that homosexual desires are fixed and unchangeable, such that laws must be made preventing homosexuals who voluntarily seek to change from doing so, while also asserting that fixed and immutable biological traits, like possessing a Y chromosome, those are fluid and changeable merely by changing your mind and identifying as a woman. Or decrying the state-sponsored execution of guilty murderers and rapists and terrorists, while celebrating and promoting the state-sponsored execution of innocent unborn, and now even born, children. Or urging that we all wait all the evidence before dismissing obvious hoaxes like Juicy Smollett's stage hate crime, while rushing to false judgment when the narrative fits a preconceived bias. Like those kids opposing and oppressing an American Indian veteran. Or forming the vanguard of an alleged resurgence in sexual mores and propriety toward women via the Me Too movement, while also allowing its Hollywood branch to continue pumping out a steady stream of foul and semi-pornographic filth that largely created and sustains the very rape and smut culture they now claim to decry. Or denouncing political commentary as causing violence against Democratic politicians and quietly ignoring similar condemnations after shootings against Republican congressmen. Or focusing keen media attention on extremely rare incidents of terrorism directed against mosques, especially if they think a right-winger did it, while studiously ignoring actual genocide committed worldwide against Christians, especially to avoid drawing attention to the Islamic origins of this genocide. Or obviously, obsessively fixating on suppressing hateful ideology that leads to violence, while fostering a new mold of political representatives who now openly advocate for socialism. Like Bernie Sanders or AOC, man, that's an ideology that has killed 100 million people. Denouncing non-leftist politicians who use filthy words in private but preparing to support and vote for leftist politicians who commit filthy actions like fondling women and even children on camera. Or insisting on the provision of safe spaces for adult college students who may be triggered or threatened by hearing ideas which differ from their own while denying those same safe spaces in the form of single-sex locker rooms for minor students who may be threatened by actions from those with nefarious intentions. Or finally, forever attempting to restrict citizens' right to defend themselves with firearms while ensuring that their own political and celebrity leadership always be flanked by heavily armed security. Now, in a time of clear thinking, an individual who manifests that kind of thought pattern without noticing the profound hypocrisy would be denounced as a malignant wretch, or perhaps certifiably insane. Today, someone like that is hailed as a morally irreproachable champion of progress, and even encouraged to run for political office so he can inflict his insanity on the whole of the United States. What makes hypocrisy and the leftist brand of it so galling and outrageous is the spectacle of a wicked man holding himself out as a teacher of the good. It's one thing for a man to cheat on his wife, but quite another for the same man to bid farewell to his mistress just before taking the stage to deliver a public lecture denouncing adultery. Modern leftist virtue policing is now arriving at the position of self-caricature, like Pablo Escobar had joined the late Nancy Reagan in her Just Say No campaign against drugs. Take just one example from the long, dirty laundry list already discussed. Abortion. It's a low-hanging fruit because even some leftists intuitively understand that murdering infants is hard to defend. And yet, in abortion, we have perhaps the best example of leftist hypocrisy straining out the gnats of their numbless, petty outrages while swallowing the camel of mass slaughter. Imagine everybody I just described to you appointing themselves or selves your ethical betters and teachers on matters moral. And you have a portrait of the modern left-wing hypocrite. The cartoonish lack of self-awareness is shown by the liberal hypocrite was well summarized by G.K. Chesterton. He said he is himself more preposterous than anything he denounces. These are the people that would tell you that you don't need a gun to defend yourself. These are the people that would tell you that you don't, you know, you're not in charge of raising your own kids. These are the people that would tell you all manner of things, but primarily they would tell you, just be happy with what we allow you to have. And this is the American gun grabber. All of them, every one of them, that is one common thing that everybody I just talked about has for you. Coming up next, we're going to be joined from Australia by our friend Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.